The Security Service of Ukraine, SBU, established the identities of more than 3,500 collaborators and their Russian curators, who are participating in the organization of illegal voting in the temporarily captured territories of Kherson, Zaporizhia, Donetsk, and Luhansk regions. As the SBU noted, large-scale work is currently underway to expose the organizers of sham elections in the Ukrainian territories temporarily occupied by the Russian Federation. According to preliminary data, the Kremlin plans to hold a fake plebiscite in early September this year. Using fake voting, the aggressor state hopes to legalize its protégés in the occupation authorities of the Russian Federation in the temporarily captured areas of Kherson, Zaporizhia, Donetsk, and Luhansk regions, the statement reads. According to the information from the special service, the invaders promise a ₹10,000 reward to force people to come to polling stations. Moscow tries with all its might to create the image of an election process, instructing its installed officials to ensure the maximum turnout of local voters. So, for example, in Berdyansk, the Russian invaders and their henchmen force the chief doctors of healthcare institutions to send 100% of medical staff to participate in fake elections. In addition, the Russians plan to visit homes of local residents to collect signatures for necessary candidates. They want to conduct the collection of votes in the presence of armed representatives of the occupation police of the Russian Federation, the agency said. The SBU is currently documenting the criminal activities of all identified organizers of illegal elections to hold each of them to account. Law enforcement officers also call on Ukrainian citizens, who stay in the temporarily occupied territory, not to participate in the fake plebiscite and thus not to act in favor of the aggressor. Bohdan Marushak,